The Trump administration is set to publish new regulations tomorrow that would permit the indefinite detention of migrants, including children, who enter the country without papers. The plan would overturn a decades-old rule known as the Flores Settlement Agreement. The Flores Agreement came out of a 1997 Supreme Court ruling. It was designed to protect children from the physical and emotional harm caused by extended detention, and it limits the amount of time children can spend in detention to 20 days. The Trump administration argues that migrants are using Flores as a loophole to get into the country. Bill Ong-Hing is a professor of law at the University of San Francisco and director of the Immigration and Deportation Defense Clinic. So what do you think of this idea, this rule change?
Well, I think it exacerbates the problem because the conditions at detention centers are terrible, from health and safety to the lack of adequate medical care. And so this would just make things worse to be able to continue the detention of family units much longer than 20 days.
So removing Flores, I mean, the basic tension, of course, is the position of the White House trying to restore integrity, it says, to the immigration system, that if you enter the U.S. without papers, you will be locked up until processed. I mean, what is wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with that is that it really ignores why people are entering the United States, why they're fleeing their home countries. And it ignores the fact that this is more of a regional crisis, and it's about people fleeing violence in all different forms. And to greet those individuals with a prison cell, that just lacks any aspect of humanitarianism.
It is understandable why migrants are fleeing their countries, the violence, I mean, to start with, and you can't really blame them for exploiting the loopholes to get into the U.S., and the Flores settlement can be seen as a giant loophole. When there is such a massive influx and backlog of migrant cases here, what is the alternative?
Well, the alternative is, it's a pejorative term, but the alternative is catch and release. It worked before. You process these individuals. They all know where they're headed. They often have relatives, friends in the United States already, and that's where they're headed. And in the past, prior to 2014, it worked. People would go to those places. They were told they had to report to deportation officers. They had to report to immigration courts. And they largely did at a more than 90% appearance rate. It works. Catch and release works. That's the more humanitarian way. So I don't view the Flores settlement as a loophole because people don't always come with their children.
So, Bill, your work is focused on protecting the Flores settlement. What can you do to protect it now?
Well, the litigators are going into court probably either tomorrow or early next week, arguing that the proposed regulation violates the stipulated agreement that was entered into 22 years ago, and the court will determine whether or not what is being proposed is consistent with what the court approved in 1997.
Do you think this plan of indefinite detention will actually ever be implemented, given all these legal hurdles it's going to face?
We don't know what will happen at the lower court or the higher courts, but if the court is going to be true to the spirit and the letter of the agreement, which is to expeditiously reunify folks with their relatives in the United States, I don't see how the regulation will stand.
Bill Hing at the University of San Francisco, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.